On the phone with Matt. Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, good middle of the night, depending on when you're listening. Have a good one. So I've noticed lately, and this is something that I don't know. I can't say that I've ever really noticed it before. I'm sure it's happened, but I think it's more of a thing now than it ever has been, and it's a problem. There is a whole slew of people out there using public bathrooms and not flushing. What the fuck is wrong with you, sick fucking animals? I mean, I know it seemed to start from people not wanting to touch a public toilet's handle, the flush handle, because it's, you know, dirty. Ew. But I mean, are you washing your hands when you're done? That shouldn't be an issue. I don't care if the toilet handle is covered in shit. If you're washing your hands afterwards, what does it matter? I know some people flush with their foot. Now, come on, let's think about this for a second. You're going to flush a toilet with your foot? How? I mean, who had that idea? Who's the first person to think, I'm going to use my foot to flush a toilet because fuck washing my hands? I mean, who is using the bathroom and not washing their hands?
Well, I don't get any piss or shit on my hands.
That's beside the point. Wash your fucking hands, you filthy fuck. Ugh. I really started noticing it on my last job, where I worked at a hotel as a laundry person, a laundrarian, so to speak. And I was also a houseman, which I never knew this before, but a houseman at a hotel, if you don't know, if you've never heard the term, they go around cleaning up the place. They're basically a janitor. They sweep and mop the lobby or any floors that may need it. They vacuum. They go up and down all the halls on all the floors and make sure all the garbage is picked up, and take out all the garbage from all the public areas of the hotel. And they clean the bathrooms, the public bathrooms that are usually right off the lobby. And so it was my job to do the laundry and do that. But I was working third shift. So there was some things I couldn't do. You know, I couldn't vacuum because people were sleeping, which was fine by me. But one of my jobs was to clean those two bathrooms that they had off the lobby. And it was like every night that I worked, they were just filthy. Not flushed. And there would almost always be piss all over the toilet seat, all over the back of the toilet, on the floor. I mean, who's doing this? I have done, I've pissed on the toilet seat maybe twice. And both times I was extremely drunk. And both times, you are not going to believe this. Both times, I cleaned it up. Because I'm not a sick, disgusting fuck like the rest of you. Now, I know not all of you listening to this do that. And I'm sure that those of you who are still listening to this show are smart enough and clean enough to not only not piss on the toilet seat and all over the place but in the toilet, but you'd actually clean it up if you did. Now, I know from reading the statistics on the listeners of this show that a majority of you are women. And, of course, you're not going to piss all over the toilet seat because, you know, you're, like, peeing from point-blank range. But how many guys out there have that little control over their dick and where they pee? How do you not aim better? How do you make a mess like that and not clean it up? You sick fucking animals. Disgusting. And then to take a shit and not flush it? What the fuck is wrong with you? Who raised you? A pack of wolves? I mean, even animals typically cover their poop up when they get done pooping. Is that how you want to live your life? You want to live dirtier than an animal? Calling you an animal is too nice. Fucking nasty fuck. Flush the fucking toilet, especially when you're in public. Do you do that shit at home? Ugh. A couple months ago, my wife had to go to the hospital, and after she was admitted, I had to go out to the car for something. When I came back, I realized I had to use the bathroom. And as I was walking through the lobby toward the bathroom, this girl came out. She was young, maybe a teenager, maybe in her 20s. Definitely old enough to know better. I went into the bathroom right after she came out, and there it was. An unflushed toilet in a hospital, a place that's supposed to be clean. I asked one girl once, I said, "Why do you do that?" And she was like, "Because public bathroom toilets are filthy. I don't want to touch that." I said, are you washing your hands when you're done? Yeah. And she had this look on her face like, what's your point? My fucking point is, if you're washing your hands, what does it matter what you touch? Dumbass. All you fuckers, man. Flush the fucking toilet. I'm so sick of doing that after people. Before I use the bathroom, I don't want to look at it. I don't want to smell it. And I know you're not using poopery before you do it, so it definitely stinks. You know what's filthier than not flushing? I'm sorry. Do you know what's filthier than touching the toilet handle? Is not flushing. I mean, you got those poo particles floating around in the air after you leave, infecting the entire bathroom and those who walk in there. All because you don't want to get your hand dirty. Nasty ass fuck. When the hell did this start and why? This is the part of the woke culture that is like asleep. Sleep woking. This is when you think you're being smart, but you're just a dumbass. That's what that is. Sleep woking. I am coining that term. Anybody who uses it, you owe me royalties. Oh my God. Sorry. Just wash your hands. Flush the fucking toilet. Sorry. Yeah. The last time I saw one was just the other day. I had to go to a laundromat to do my laundry. And I went into the bathroom there. Somebody had taken a shit, didn't flush it. It was disgusting. And then I thought, this person didn't want to flush the toilet. They didn't want to touch a dirty toilet handle. Does that mean they didn't wash their hands after taking a shit? And then they went out and handled their clean laundry? Yeah, that's these disgusting fuckers, that's what they do. They're just stupid. That's just fucking stupid. You see, when I was a kid, my parents taught me to wash my hands after using the bathroom. Guess how long it takes? 30 seconds. Oh my God. 30 seconds. If you don't have that kind of time in your life, you need to seriously redo your schedule. You need to loosen some things up. 30 seconds to wash your hands and be a non-disgusting fuck. Especially now in the time of COVID, you're going to walk around with, you know, filthy hands, meeting people, fist bumping, shaking hands, touching other doors to get in and out of businesses. But God forbid you flush a toilet after you dirty it up. Right before that, I was at that hotel, I believe it was. Actually, no, it was somewhere else. I cannot remember. It looked like whoever used the bathroom had explosive... I'm sorry. It looked like they had explosive diarrhea and they were not sitting on the toilet. They were like hovering. And there were shit speckles all over the toilet seat and the tank of the toilet. And they turned around when they were done and saw that mess and said, I'm just going to leave it. Yeah, I made the mess, but... You know, it'd be more embarrassing to clean it up and admit the guilt to myself than to leave it there to dry on the toilet and make it impossible to clean for the person who has to actually clean this. So what we have here is a new culture in this shit-ass country full of shit-ass people who can't be bothered to clean up after themselves when they use the bathroom. They can't be bothered to flush a toilet. They do not care about the next person to go in that bathroom or the person who has to clean it. And there's those of you who are shocked that there are people out there who won't get the vaccine or wear a mask. They won't flush a fucking toilet. Why would they do anything else for anybody else other than themselves? And yes, I am linking those two types of people together. Because they're all filthy, disgusting, self-centered fucks. All of them. Especially you dirty-ass healthcare workers, you nurses, who are threatening to strike because you're being forced to get a vaccine. You work around sick people. which means you could get sick, which means you could transfer it to other people. People who may not have that particular illness, but might die if they catch it, who are under your care. How are you supposed to care for people if you don't give a shit about them?
I don't know what's in the vaccine.
Oh my God. You don't know what's in a McDonald's burger either, but you're going to fucking eat one, aren't you? How much shit in your life do you consume without knowing what's in it? Got a headache? What's in that medicine you're taking? You don't care. You've been taking it your whole life, so obviously it doesn't matter, right? Now, if the vaccine for COVID was not good and was going to kill you in some way, they wouldn't be giving it to politicians and millionaires right away. They'd be giving it to all the poor people first, the guinea pigs, because the government doesn't care about us. They damn sure don't care about us. You're nothing special. Do you honestly think that the government gives a flying fuck what you do? Who are you? Are you on their top 10 most wanted list? Are you on their top 10 most watched list? I seriously fucking doubt it. Are you some regular ass schmo just trying to live your life and get by day to day? Yeah, the government does not care about you. They definitely don't care where you're going or what you're doing. I mean, our phones are already tapped, right? That, what's the name of it? The Patriot Act or whatever it is that George W. signed into existence, I guess. They can listen to your phone call at any time. Oh, yeah. I'm recording this show right now on my phone while sitting in my new place that my wife and I just bought. Yeah, we still haven't moved in yet. This weekend is when we have to be in. So we're going to be spending a lot of time these next 3 days moving in. But I'm on my phone right now. If they so chose to do this, they could listen to what I'm saying right now as I record this. Why do they care? They don't. They don't care if you live or die. As long as you pay your taxes, that's all they give a fuck about. The government does not care about us. And those of you morons who says there's some kind of tracking device in your fucking vaccine. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because that cell phone in your pocket has nothing to do with tracking you at all, ever. What about that camera on your phone? Do you think that maybe, just maybe, they can watch you when you're taking a selfie, when you're looking at your screen, playing on Angry Birds or TikTok? Yeah. They can access your camera and they can watch you looking at your screen, doing whatever you're doing. They're probably watching me right now record this as I look at my screen. That is, if they gave half a shit about what I'm doing, which they don't. That webcam you have on your computer, I have one on my laptop. They can access that at any time. Yeah, they could. That technology exists and has existed for a long time. Get your fucking vaccine. Start flushing toilets again, you sick bastards.
God, I'm so sick of you fucks. Can't be bothered to flush a toilet. Hell, most of you can't be bothered to use your turn signal. If you're afraid to touch your turn signal, of course you're going to be afraid to flush a toilet. I don't know. I can't. I just can't with these people. You know, one thing that I'm also sick of, on top of everything else that I'm sick of, which is everything, apologizing. Now, I know that in most cases, those people who apologize all the time for every little thing, it's like trauma based, you know? They had some kind of trauma where they feel like they always have to apologize to keep somebody from snapping and hurting them in some way. I'm guessing that's what it is. And I've noticed that a lot of people who do this are women or female. And I'm really kind of sick of hearing it. Now, my wife does this a lot, and I understand. I do understand. But at the same time, I'm sick of hearing that. I'm sick of hearing that word. I got yelled at once as a kid by my dad for saying sorry for something. And he said, "Well, you quit saying that." And I said, "Sorry." As you know, that's a popular trope, I guess, in sitcoms. Yeah. What really got me was the other day, well, it's been a couple weeks ago now, we stopped at a Taco Bell for breakfast because we truly want to get our day started the right way. And the lady who took our order, she's been there a while, but she still has no idea how to run a register or take orders appropriately. She rang us down for like, it was like 6 or 9 extra cheeses on a breakfast burrito or something like that. And I didn't realize it till after we paid and got the receipt. So I let them know, and there was nothing they could do at that moment. So we pulled around to the door, and this other lady came out. I guess she was the morning shift manager. And she was writing our name and stuff down so that we could get a credit for the next time we visited, since they couldn't refund that money. We used a card. Their machine was down or something. So, or froze up, I think it was. And the whole time, she said sorry probably 10, 15 times. And I couldn't say it's okay enough. And every time she said it, after like the fifth time, I cringed. I started feeling stress. I started feeling like pissed off. I could feel it going up my neck. My shoulders were getting tight. I could feel it in the back of my head. There was a vein throbbing. And it was just like, you know, I learned a long time ago that if I apologize for something I did wrong and somebody is still mad and still trying to point a finger, I'll just tell them I can't apologize anymore to make it mean anymore. Either you accept it now or you don't accept it at all, because I'm not going to keep apologizing. And that's how I live. If I'm truly sorry and I apologize, or even if I'm apologizing for not what I did, but how I made you feel for doing what I did. Because sometimes, you know,
I'll be sorry that I upset you, but what I said, I still stand behind. You know, and I'll apologize for that. But I'm not going to continue apologizing because you can't accept the apology. Either you do or you don't. If I say it once or 100 times, either you do or you don't accept the apology. So why am I going to waste my breath and repeat myself if you're not going to accept it? And that's how, that's like what I expect from other people. If I say it's fine, it's fine. Drop it. Let it go. By continuing to apologize, you're not letting it go when I've already said it's fine. I mean, when she first started apologizing, it was at the register, at the drive-thru window. And she must have said it 5 or 6 times then. And when I first said, it's okay, it's fine, it happens, I had a smile on my face. I was okay with it. It was an accident. I'm not one of those assholes who lets something like that ruin my day and get wild and crazy and berate the person who did it. I'm not going to do that. And I've had that happen to me many times, as I'm sure you have. I'm not going to do that. It was an accident. I understand people are not perfect. Shit happens. I have accidents happen to me all the time, mostly because I'm a fuck up. Now, I don't know. If there was one thing I could stop, aside from stopping everybody from breathing, that would be it. Just please stop apologizing, especially when it's unnecessary. Learn when to use it. You know? Oh, it was at a gas station. Back to that. The speckled toilet. That was at a gas station. And I felt bad going in there and using it and then, like, coming out, because this guy followed me in there, like, when I came out. And I just had this strange feeling like he was going to think I did it. And I almost stopped him when I saw him heading in there to say, hey, I didn't do that. But I didn't. I just let him wander. Let him wander, let him worry, whatever. Yeah, please stop apologizing. If you mean it, if you truly mean it, especially if you're working customer service and something like that happens, you definitely want to apologize. But if they say it's fine, they said it's fine. Let it go. So what had happened was, I was okay with the accident. I was okay with it because shit happens, as I said. But by the time we got done with the whole credit thing and all that, and having heard her say sorry like 1,000 times, I was pissed off. She actually pissed me off by trying to not piss me off. If you know that you do that, please work on it. Stop. It'll be better for you and everybody else. Just stop. If you know it's an issue, then you are aware that it's a problem. Find out why you do it, unless you already know. and address that. Please, for the love of God. Now, I'm sorry you had to hear all of this show and every episode before it, but I'm going to keep doing it regardless because I enjoy it and I need a place to vent. My blog just isn't cutting it because I'd really like to just type everything in all caps all the time because I feel like that's how I'm I'm wanting it to come off as screaming, but here at least I can vocalize it and feel more of an immediate relief. So I think I'm going to cut this off now before I get overly heated and have to apologize 100 times. And I'm really tired. I really want to go to bed. So everybody have a good weekend. If you're going to party, party hard or go home. Better yet, just stay at home and party. No DUI involved. You know, it's cheaper. When you pass out, you're going to wake up in a familiar spot instead of like New Jersey or something and wonder how the hell you got there. And then I'll talk to you Tuesday and hopefully by then I'll have my new setup going and I'll be able to record this from my house and which I'm doing now, but I mean on my my whole setup thing. I'll still be on the phone, but in name only. And maybe I'll be able to tell you how the move went. Yay, as if you'd give a shit. All right, guys, and gals, and those of you who are neither, I love you all. Have a good weekend. Bye.